Welcome back. It's the final hour of the Motor Show here on Talk Radio, and quite simply, we like to call this the Gadget Hour. And there's a very simple reason for that. We basically talk about gadgets. We might throw a little bit of car stuff in at some point, but we are really in gadget zone, and I'm thrilled to be able to welcome Fevzi Turkout, the Gadget Detective, here into the studio with us. Welcome, Fevzi.
Afternoon.
Thank you so much for being here. What's next on the revolving gadget?
Okay, so this one... this is for cars, so okay. I thought we'd have something sort of vaguely motoring as well. It's a dash cam, but it's not just a dash cam. So these days, you know, we're getting ripped off left, right and centre by mm-hmm. other drivers who are, you know, crash for cash, flash for cash, all that sort of thing.
Something we hear a lot about these days.
Yeah, and even a genuine accident, there's often, a disagreement about who was where and what. So this is called the Transcend Drive Pro 220. I'll just switch it on and hand it to you.
Switching it on, crikey. I'd like to make it clear, okay. I'm sat down and not behind the wheel at this point in time.
It's actually just recording now, so you'll see it. As soon as you switch it on, it starts recording.
Oh, that's nice quality. So what I'm holding is, let me see, it's about 2.5 inches squared, isn't it? It's got a really nice screen on the back. The front is a very simple camera lens. It's a sort of glossy black looking thing with a Wi-Fi device. It's got a red button that obviously sets to record. I'm currently recording Rick and John just over in the corner of the studios. They're waving. They're not getting in any sort of fights. We can't use this for any. Oh no, they are now actually in a fight. So we have the evidence.
Has that shunt been recorded?
I'm telling you, John started it, and we can prove that back with our camera. I'm sure of that. But actually, it's a good looking piece of kit. I'm assuming that one of the key things about this Fevzi is that you need to be able to anchor it to the dashboard properly.
Yeah, so you get a couple of mounts that come with it. One has got a little 3M adhesive mount, and the other one is with a little suction cup, so you just mount it up there.
It likes to beep as well, doesn't it?
But the reason I've chosen this is it's got some special features. So you mentioned the quality. First of all, it'll do full HD video at 30 frames a second, which is, you know,
wow.
It's really important because there's a lot of dash cams out there. Yes, they get the footage, but can they pick up the number plate? Can they help? No.
Right.
So this one will do that, but it's got some real smarts in it. First of all, it's got a GPS chip in it, which all dash cams do not have. So,
right.
So it will know exactly where you are at the point of an incident. And in fact, you can actually use it for other purposes. If you just want to know what route you took that day, you can pull it up and it will show you everywhere you went and what speed you were doing at every point from A to B on a particular drive.
Wow.
But in particular, if there's an accident, then it'll be indisputable which lane you were in, how fast you were going. It records the sound, but it's got some clever things as well. So it does lane departure warning system. So because the camera's facing forward and it's got the smarts, if you're drifting from your lane, let's say you're a bit tired and you're drifting out of your lane, it will alert you. It will give you a warning on the screen and a sound recording. If you're about to collide, if you're going too fast and the car in front of you is too close, again, it will warn you it's not just a dumb camera, it's using its intelligence to work out, hold on, we're doing this speed and we're that far away, that's not safe.
Is that why it was beeping just now?
Because maybe you're gonna have a crash.
Rick passed it so quickly to John.
That's right. And also it's got a parking mode, so when you're parked, I'm going to turn that off.
So he obviously wants you to park now, Fevzi.
Yeah. When you're parked, it turns into, it doesn't have to record all the time, but it's got a motion sensor. Anyone gets too close, it turns on and starts recording.
Oh, that's good.
Wow.
That's really good. So even if you're out of the car, it's there mounted on the dashboard.
Yeah.
Somebody,
yeah.
Let's say, reverses into you.
Yeah.
It's got the car that did it.
Exactly. Or someone comes and starts to, you know, give it grief. The only downside is it's such a desirable object, it may attract the wrong sort of attention.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because, you do also, as I say, the mounts, you've got a permanent mount with this sort of like sticky pad, but it's also got a suction mount. Some people will prefer to unplug this and keep it out of sight, so then you won't have that feature.
How long can it record for?
It can record. It comes with a 16 gigabyte card, a little memory card, which is the size of the fingernail on your small.
Yeah, a SIM card, isn't it?
Yeah, it is like a SIM card.
And one of the 16 gigabytes will record 120 hours at full quality.
Wow. Oh, that's very good.
And it's got Wi-Fi. Did I mention it has Wi-Fi? So what you can do is you can link it to your smartphone. You can control it from your smartphone, but also you can watch the video on your smartphone.
Oh, that's great.
You can download it from there without having to plug in wires.
I feel like there's going to be a kicker here, because actually, as a device, I'm really impressed with it. You know, it's a smart looking thing. It looks like it's been very nicely built. It's well made. It's got all these features that we can see the benefits from, you know, it's going to help you to be a better driver. It's going to keep you alert. And if there is ever a prang, hopefully there wouldn't be, but if there is ever a prang, it's got all the evidence you need, where, when, how, and you can play it back in real time. Plus the functionality with your phone. Are you about to tell me that it's £1,000?
No, it's £120, including the memory card.
Wow, bargain.
And I said to you that some of this stuff I spent my own money on. I bought this.
Yeah.
I didn't wait for a PR company to send it to me. I went out and bought it. As soon as I had a minicab reverse into me and claim that I'd hit him from the back.
So let's just remind you what it's called. So this is the Transcend Drive Pro 220.
Yeah.
It's the dash cam. The Transcend Drive Pro 220. Actually, I thoroughly recommend people checking that out at home.
Yeah,
it is a really cool looking system. Would you get one, Rick?
Actually, the thing that most impressed me about what you were just saying was the fact that it switched on when it sensed something. Because the other thing is, if you own a car that there was a recent story where someone was keyed an Aston and had a dash cam which recorded him doing it.
Of course, he
uploaded it and the guy got caught, you know. And so from that reason, I think that'd be amazing. So you're not only protecting the car when you're in it, but also, you know, when you're out of it. So I love it for that reason.
And some insurance companies will give you a discount if you tell them you've got a good dash cam, especially one with GPS in it.
I mean,
do you know what?
I'm
then
on board.
It could actually end up paying for itself if that was the case.
Or the other option for paying for itself is if you get something really cool and you put it on YouTube. Effectively, you could get your money back through advertising sales.
That's right, because you see the strangest things happening on the road, don't you? So occasionally you'll pick up something just by virtue of the fact. Did I really see that?
We've all seen the guy that chased the guy on his bike, haven't we? Great fun. I'm convinced by that. I think that sounds like a really good device.